Welcome to Lit Poetry, the podcast where we go on a journey of discovery, reading, analyzing, and discussing great poetry from around the world. Poetry is worth it because the reading and writing of poetry is a revolutionary act that has the potential to transform both the reader and our world.
Captain, my captain.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. You hear me? Sit down. Sit down.
The title of today's poem on the Lit Poetry podcast is Oh, Captain, My Captain by Walt Whitman. And these words to this title were immortalized by a scene in the film Dead Poets Society, where the students stood on their desks proclaiming their loyalty and support for their fallen teacher, Mr. Keating, played by Robin Williams. The strength of that famous scene echoes the power that this poem has had, particularly in America throughout the 20th century. So let's take a listen to the poem before starting our exploration.
O Captain, My Captain by Walt Whitman. O Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack, the prize we sought is won. The port is near, the bells I hear, the people all exulting, while follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. But O heart, 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 O the bleeding drops of red, where on the deck my captain lies, fallen cold and dead. O captain, my captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills, for you bouquets and ribboned wreaths, for you the shores are crowding, for you they call, the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Here, captain, dear father, this arm beneath your head, it is some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead. My captain does not answer, his lips are pale and still. My father does not feel my arm, he has no pulse nor will. The ship is anchored safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip the victor ship comes in with object won. Exult, O shores, and ring, O bells, but I with mournful tread walk the deck my captain lies, fallen cold and dead.
Walt Whitman stands as a pivotal figure in American poetry, with his enduring legacy largely attributed to the collection of Leaves of Grass, published in 1855, a work he revisited and revised multiple times throughout his life. Departing from traditional poetic norms, Whitman's poems, characterized by their lack of rhyme and adherence to conventional meter schemes, delve into themes of sexuality and erotic experiences. His unorthodox approach led to accusations of obscenity from his civil service employer. Contrasting with earlier American poets like the fireside poets, such as Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and William Cullen Bryant, who emphasize metrical regularity and themes of pastoral or nationalism, Whitman's work broke from tradition. His influence is particularly evident in the controversial poem O Captain, My Captain, which stands apart from his typical style found in Leaves of Grass. This shorter, metrically regular and patriotic poem sparked critical debates, with some modern critics deeming it aesthetically inferior to Whitman's later experimental work, fueled by his own expressed regret for having written it. However, defenders of the poem argue that its accessible language and regular meter provide a platform to convey powerful emotions within a controlled structure. Despite the critical contention, the poem gained immense popularity upon publication and remains a piece regularly memorized and recited, serving as a medium for collective grief expression among the American people. penned in the aftermath of the American Civil War, a four-year conflict between the northern and southern states fueled by tensions over slavery and states' rights. O Captain, My Captain serves as an extended metaphor for the political landscape in 1865. President Lincoln symbolises the captain. The United States represents the ship. And the victorious Union after the Civil War is the port to which the ship returns. Echoing the war's tragic conclusion with Lincoln's assassination, the poem depicts the captain's fall as cold and dead in the moment of triumph. Welcome back. So I want to turn here to a thematic discussion around ideas of victory and loss. While the poem O Captain, My Captain commemorates the conclusion of the American Civil War, it simultaneously serves as an elegy for President Abraham Lincoln. Victory and loss intertwine closely within the poem, with mourning tempered by joyful reminders of the war's end. However, these celebrations are haunted by an underlying melancholy. Whitman's poem sheds light on the enduring pain and trauma resulting from the war's losses, highlighting the inherent connection between triumph and its human costs. The poetic form of O Captain, My Captain accentuates the intimate relationship between victory and pain by juxtaposing language associated with loss and triumph. Initially, it appears as a celebration of the Union's victory in the Civil War, with the speaker applauding President Lincoln for navigating the metaphorical ship of state through every storm, declaring, "The prize we sought is won." However, in the midst of this triumphant stanza, the speaker abruptly breaks off, introducing qualification with, "But oh heart, 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 my captain lies, fallen cold and dead." This sudden shift in tone indicates to the reader that not all is well, as the poem barely has time to revel in triumph before confronting the stark reality of loss. One clear irony within the poem lies in its celebratory gestures meant to honour the leader who secured victory. Yet President Lincoln is absent to witness this triumph. This stark contrast is accentuated by the joyful scenes depicted at the beginning of each stanza, where bells ring, bouquets, wreaths, and cheering crowds adore the celebratory atmosphere. These vibrant and happy moments are sharply juxtaposed with the lifeless body of the captain, described as cold, dead, pale, and still. The speaker underscores that all these celebrations are dedicated to President Lincoln by repeatedly using the word "you." For you, the flag is flung. For you, the bugle trills. For you, the bouquets and ribbon wreath. For you, the shores are crowding. For you, they call. The poet repeats these 5 times. This repetition serves to emphasize the poignant absence of Lincoln from his own commemoration, intensifying the emotional impact of his non-participation in the acts of celebration. Even minute formal elements, such as the poem's punctuation, reflect the tension between celebration and mourning as the speaker's emotions transition from joy to grief. Initially, the exclamation points following "O Captain" in the first stanza convey enthusiastic celebrations of victory. However, as the poem progresses, the significance of the exclamation points subtly shift. In later instances, like "O heart," the exclamation mark expresses grief and dismay. In the second stanza, the exclamation points following "O captain" acquire darker connotations, as it becomes apparent that the speaker is addressing a deceased figure rather than a living leader. The 5 exclamation points in this stanza carry a desperate quality, as if the speaker is pleading for the fallen leader to return to life. By the final stanza, a solitary exclamation point punches the poem's newly retained tone of quiet grief. Although the world around the speaker is celebrating, "Exult, O shores, and ring, O bells," he walks with a mournful tread, mourning even as the country rejoices. Throughout the poem, the speaker vividly portrays the intimately intertwined relationship between loss and victory. The celebration of the Union's triumph is redefined by the acknowledgement that the country has paid a substantial price, Whitman suggests here that in all wartime contexts, loss and victory are inseparable, emphasising that triumph invariably comes at the cost of human life. So that's it for another episode. We'll be back next week with another famous poem. We'll finish by listening one last time to the poem. Thanks for listening in, and I'll see you later.
Oh Captain, My Captain, by Walt Whitman. O Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack, the prize we sought is won. The port is near, the bells I hear, the people all exulting, while follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. But O heart, 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 O the bleeding drops of red, where on the deck my Captain lies, fallen cold and dead. O Captain, my Captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills. For you bouquets and ribboned wreaths, for you the shores are crowding. For you, they call, the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Here, Captain, dear father, this arm beneath your head. It is some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead. My Captain does not answer, his lips are pale and still. My father does not feel my arm, he has no pulse nor will. The ship is anchored safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip the victor ship comes in with object won. Exult, O shores, and ring, O bells! But I, with mournful tread, walk the deck my Captain lies, fallen cold and dead.
You've been listening to the Lit Poetry Podcast, presented by James Laidler. For more podcasts, poetry videos, and other useful resources, visit our website at www.litpoetry.com. Thanks for listening.